Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano, and we have a very special guest today from the McHenry County Fair Association, Mr. Rich Tobias, Vice President of the McHenry County Fair Association. And this is exciting times because our fair is coming up next week, the 75th anniversary. Rich, welcome to Around Town.
Thanks, Ron. Nice to be here again. I think we were here last year, and it's nice to be here again this year.
And this is going to be an exciting year based on the anniversary.
Well, it's the 75th year of the McHenry County Fair at the site that we've been at. The fair has been around since 1854. We took a hiatus during the World Wars and the Depression, and we moved out to the Woodstock site. They showed animals in 48, full fair 49, so this is about the 75th year, and it's been going strong.
And you have been a board member for about 15 years and VP for most of that time for at least the last 5 or 6 years, correct?
That's correct. I've shown animals there before. I showed them, I've shown goats and horses and participated in some of the non-livestock, and then I was on the board, and when Chuck retired from the board, I became the vice president.
I might add, too, that Rich still does some teaching at MCC.
I teach Horton Agriculture there. I used to teach fire science, but I teach Horton Agriculture there, and it's a nice retirement job.
So we have a man of many talents and many trades here. The 75 years at this one location, can you tell us more about the history and agriculture of the fair, Rich, if you would be, and what's going to be there this year?
Well, we like to think ourselves as an old-fashioned country fair, but we've also got a little bit of a new flair. We try to bring some new things to the fair. Things are changing. The world changes. But we're a big agricultural fair still, and in fact, we were just talking the other day at a board meeting that there are more animals there this year than we've had before. The dairy numbers are up. I've talked to Tom. The sheep numbers are up. Goats are up. And this year we're going to have poultry back. If you recall last year, we couldn't have poultry. They were worried about the avian bird flu. And that seems to be less of a risk this year. So we'll have poultry back. And in fact, there's quite a few animals. The animals are registered. Everybody's there. And then, of course, this is the second year we're going to do alpacas. So we've had an alpaca show. I think there's 18 of them coming, and they're pretty interesting animals. They're used for fiber, obviously, but they also put them into costumes in the show. So it's become a big hit. Yeah, last year was a hit, and I think it will be again this year.
I might add that Rich was kind of teaching me something. We went to the alpaca judging last year, and he taught me a few things on how they judge the alpacas.
It's an interesting thing. They're looking for, obviously, everything's confirmation on animals. I mean, you're trying to, if you're a farmer and you're producing animals, you want to produce quality animals that have strong backs and good chests and can breathe and can give birth without a problem. Those are the kinds of things you're looking for in an animal anyway. And of course, with the alpaca, they're big into fiber. So the fiber is spun, is used for clothing, is used for a lot of other things. So that's also a big part of what they're doing with the alpaca.
I know 4-H is a big part of the fair, and how has that changed over the years, Rich?
Well, 4-H, I mean, when you say 4-H, I think everybody thinks that it's animals. That's a 4-H member will show their cow or their pig or their other animal at the fair. But 4-H has really gone into a lot of other areas. I mean, yes, there's home economics, and they do baking projects and cooking projects and some other things. But you're also seeing rocketry. I know one year there was a big presentation on, not artificial intelligence, but on computers and on robots. So they were building, they had robot exhibits. I judged one year. I judged rock collecting. It sort of fits into some of my background. And so there were all these, all the different 4-H'ers had come in with different collections from 5 or 6 to a huge display that we sent down state. They were just so knowledgeable about geology as well. So there's much more to 4-H than just what you would normally think of home economics and animals. So grown a lot. We're one of the biggest, from what Michelle tells me, we're one of the biggest programs in the state of Illinois. And they had good enrollment this year as well. And looking forward to they'll do their judging a little bit ahead of time, but they'll have a big display down in the Cindy Harris building down at the end of the animal row.
Well, it's always nice to see the young kids in 4-H. and what they're doing, and you could see the enthusiasm in them and their faces, and you know, showing their animals and what they're doing. I mean, it's really kind of exciting for them.
It gives them an outlet, and some of them may be still involved in sports and school and everything else, but they're also involved in some of these activities. And boy, they when you get down there and you listen to them, when I judge them, they had to answer questions, they had to do a lot of other things, and boy, they just on the tip of their tongue, they have all the answers there, and they did a great job.
You know, I might add, too, that Rich is really a good teacher because he's taught me a few things. I helped him out last year and things that I didn't know. So it shows that he's got the ability because he's teaching at MCC, and he knows how to communicate with people and show them different points of interest and what's good. And one of the things that I noted here is that my dad was a lover of this, was harness racing. And I didn't know the fairgrounds had harness racing years ago.
Well, back, if you look at some of the early pictures, we were one of the few county fairs that had the state approval to have harness racing. When the grandstand, if you remember the older fair before we, you know, back into the 60s and 70s, the grandstand was more over where the Jewel is right now. That was where a lot of the property was. The county had a building there, and then we shared some of that land with them, and we had harness racing. And my grandmother, I'm Polish, so my Boucher was a big harness racer, and she would lived in Chicago, and she'd go to harness racing all the time. So I kind of had some interest in that, and we still have the ability to do it if we were ever to rebuild it. Although I think the numbers may be going down, but yeah, we had harness racing at the fair a long time ago.
Well, my dad went to see the harness racing. He always went to Maywood Racetrack.
Maywood was the place to go.
That was where you went.
That's where you went in Chicago. Yes, you went to Maywood.
Yeah. How about entertainment for the fair this year, Rich?
Wow, let's do two parts of that. We do an entertainment on the grounds, which are free with your admission. So in the entertainment tent, which is right next to the Big Red Beef Barn, or the Brown Beef Barn, we will have luncheon bands playing during lunch. So people can grab their lunch, come inside. It's not going to be really hot. It's going to be a great, great week for weather-wise. But they can come in and get out of the sun, so to speak, have their lunch, listen to a banjo band Thursday, Friday. Saturday, because of the auction, 4-H auction, we won't be doing that. But on Sunday, we have Cindy and the Down Home Boys are going to play some music at lunch. So we have lunch and entertainment. Friday evening, we're going to have the mariachi. There's a Woodstock mariachi, and they've played before. They play a lot of weddings and quinceañeros at the fairgrounds even. And so they're going to be there Wednesday night to play. We're going to do bingo. We're going to do a mother-daughter, father-son contest on Thursday evening. That's really kind of a special event.
Now, wait a minute. You got to tell me what that's going to be.
Okay, so this is special. We've been doing it for a couple of years, and I can't imagine. We just had 20 people last year, mother-daughters. And what they do is they should look alike. They should look pretty much alike, okay? That's one. That's probably the big part. And then they dress alike. It's amazing. And some of them get together and they'll pose on the stage and they talk about what they like to do as a mother-daughter team. So maybe there's gardening or maybe there's baking or other things. And then we judge. There's prizes for the look-alike mother-daughter. We do the same with father-son. So they're going to be up there and they fish or they go to Cubs games or whatever. And it's an interesting evening. We started it a few years ago, and it just seems to have grown every year. So that's mother-daughter, father-son. Joe Stebbing is going to be there, the wood carver. He's going to do some probably 15 to 18 different carvings, and how he transforms a 12-inch log into. Last year, my favorite was a fox that he had done, and then he uses a chainsaw, and he carves this with a chainsaw, and then he stains it and everything else, and may say welcome on it or stay out or whatever, keep away, but. And he'll do a couple of benches and everything else. So we sell those on Sunday at auction to benefit the fair. So he'll do some shows every day. He's out there carving away. We have a glass blower that's coming again. The ladies will be there with they're firing the glass, and they're making fish and all kinds of beautiful displays. We will auction them as well on Sunday.
And glass blowing, that's an art that not too many people are taking up anymore.
Nope, I think it's gone. You see chainsaw carvers, but Joe Stebbing's been with us for several years now, And I'm just amazed at what he can do. And he tends to change them. Yes, there'll be a few of the same. There'll be the bear and the raccoon, and those will be there. Yep. The chicken. But like I said, that fox was phenomenal. And then there's usually a bench or two, and the queens get involved with helping to sell that. And we have an auction on Sunday afternoon.
And how about that talent contest, Rich?
Well, the talent contest has been going on for Kathy Thomas has done talent contest for a long, long time. And we've had some people that have gone on to do some things in Hollywood and on TV. So there is quite a bit of talent there. They'll do some preliminary things on Sunday in Hanson Pavilion. But then the regular show is that Friday night talent contest. And there's a junior and senior one. Prizes for them. There's some really amazing talent here in McHenry County when you think of the musical groups and what other people do, some singers. We've had some of them at our appreciation dinner, and boy, they're just phenomenal.
Now, it's really great, and I know people talk about, they like to see the Demolition Derby, they like to see different things, but this year, folks, Windy City Pro Wrestling. Rich, you got to tell us about that.
Here we go. And Ron, you're welcome to join us.
I don't know about that, Rich.
So for those of us who grew up in the 60s and whatever else with the Bruiser and the Crusher and tag team matches and things like that, it's sort of made a comeback. And on Thursday night, we're going to have Windy City Pro Wrestling is going to be there with 8 matches. And again, the weather's going to be good, so we'll be fine. They're going to do a cage match. There's women wrestlers. It's just, I guess it's caught on again. So Thursday night in the grandstand will be something new. We haven't done it before. We'll see how that goes. Some of the other things, which is the other part of what we're going to do, is the grandstand activities. And we have Tuesday, Wednesday are free shows in the grandstand. Tuesday is the Queen Contest. We do that every year. Wednesday is a lumberjack show, and it's a free lumberjack show. We have it as a smaller venue on the grounds throughout the week, but they'll have 4 competing lumberjacks this year, and the log rolling, the chainsaw, some of the other things that they'll do. So they're going to do a show for hour and a half show on Thursday evening, free to the public with your admission. Friday is back to the rodeo, the bull riding, the barrel racing, and of course mutton busting for the kids. They put them with a helmet on a sheep, and it's a little bit like bull riding, but not quite as active. And then we go to mutton busting there. Saturday is our concert, and we've been doing a national act, but we thought this year for the 75th anniversary that we're going to do 5 different cover bands.
Well, before you announce that, I want to let the folks know that you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. And before he tells you about those acts, there's one thing I want to ask. How big are these people that toss the bales of hay, Rich?
Well, it's open to just about anybody. For the younger group, they're using a slightly smaller bale. If it's everybody gets to throw at a different age group and a different, they do that on Saturday evening in Hanson Pavilion. It's become a major event. If you look, that those stands inside Hanson Pavilion are packed for that hay bale.
Okay, so our station director and myself, do we get senior bales?
Yes, you do. There are
senior bales?
There are senior bales.
All right.
We've saved them for quite a few years. No. Yeah, there's senior bales for you to be able to do that.
There are some special events coming up at the Hanson Pavilion, too, that you want to tell the folks about, Rich?
Absolutely. Hanson Pavilion is used primarily for animal judging. So there'll be rings of animals all day long, most of the day, even in a couple of the evenings. But they'll do animal judging of cows and sheep in there. The alpacas will be in there. But then on a Wednesday night, we have a special event going on. Orion Samuelson's a resident here of McHenry County, has been for some time. He's a long time on the radio. He's a friend of all the farmers. A lot of people know Orion very, very well. And he's been around the world promoting farming and all the activities related to that. So he's been a broadcaster for well over 60 years, grew up on a farm in Wisconsin. And so we're going to honor Orion for all of his dedication to the farmers by dedicating Building D to him on Wednesday night at 5 o'clock. We're also going to recognize some other things. McHenry County has been a farm community for forever, since 1840s when it was first settled, 1830s when it was settled. So there have always been farmers here. This is our 75th anniversary, so we're going to take the 75th. People who have been farming in McHenry County for 75 years or their families have, we're going to recognize those, and therefore we will recognize all of the centennial farms that are here in McHenry County. And I think we have a list of about 25 or 30 centennial farms, so they've been farming for 100 years. And farms have changed over the years. I mean, where McHenry County was the milk shed of Chicagoland area, where we had all these dairy cows and they were all milking, we've lost a lot of dairy farms and we've moved to beef and sheep and other things, corn and beans. But we're going to recognize all of the farmers that show up. If any of them are still out there listening, we're looking for some pictures. We're looking for some names. Call the office at the fairgrounds and we'll be glad to include them.
Rich, what number did they call?
815-338-5315.
Let's do that one more time.
815-338-5315. And that's the fair office, and ask for Diane. She'll get you the information.
Okay, and there's also another award happened at night, too.
Charles Beard. For those of you who know Chuck, Chuck's been a big part of the fair for as long as I can remember him being there. He was the swine superintendent for some 20 years. He's chaired the 4-H auction, and 4-H auction is huge, where all the kids are they're raising their animals, and then they sell them on Saturday. So he's taking care of that. He was on the board of directors of the fair for a long, long time, and he was vice president before I was. So we're going to honor Chuck on Wednesday as well. There's a roadway that goes between the swine barn, and we're going to call that Charles Beard Way. So we're putting that up, and we're doing that dedication as well Wednesday.
That's great. And then also for your 70 years of music, for Saturday evening, the concert, you have five tribute bands.
We're going to do five tribute bands this year. It's something a little bit differently that we hadn't planned on. Well, we originally looked at a national act. We've done that before. But you know what? We're going to cover 70 years or 75 years of music with people like the Neverly Brothers. So you're going to hear some Elvis Presley.
Okay.
You're going to hear some Beatles from them. You're going to hear Tennessee Whiskey. Heart to Heartbreaker, so that'll be Heart and Pat Benatar, Midnight Rider, the Allman Brothers, and then Jump. So we'll have a lot of different cover bands that'll be an hour to an hour and a half of music. One price all day long. You pay your $20 for the grandstand. You can come listen to one band. You can listen to them all. There'll be a break in between to go get some of that great carnival food. And then you can come back for the next band, and they'll play till probably 11 or 11:30 that night.
Rich, what's the break in between? Do you know what that'll be?
Be about a half hour in between each band. So there's enough time to go out and get a sandwich or get a pop. It's right next to the beer tent, so they'll be able to go there. And we're going to be raffling off also during that time. We have a couple of guitars from Kansas. And we also have a violin from the Femmes of Rock when they were there. So those will be raffled off at the same time by one of the bands. They'll pick them, one of the last three bands.
That's great. And, of course, a fair would not be a fair without food.
Oh, my goodness.
There we go.
Here we go. Here we go. We have an awful lot of food there. Of course, there's the usual fair food. And that would include things like your bratwurst and your hamburger and your foot-long hot dog and your corn dog. So all of that's there. And then there's the snacks, the bloomin' onion and the elephant ear and the, let's see, what else is there? Oh, well, there's deep fried Twinkies and a sweet corn. So you can get just about anything you want. You can start at breakfast with the 4-H. 4-H does a very hearty breakfast. It's a good fundraiser for the 4-H Foundation. I prefer their biscuits and gravy with a couple of scrambled eggs, but boy, they have great breakfasts. And then you can go eat your way through the fair. We're doing a special this year. We're doing some souvenir cups that the vendors will use for some refillable cups. Reduces waste a little bit because they're not only recyclable, but they're also refillable. And then you can take them home as a souvenir cup. And then, of course, you can finish off your day with a hand-dipped ice cream at Farm Bureau.
I might add, too, that last year, Rich said, listen, if you haven't tried it, go to the Polish truck.
Oh.
Go to the Polish truck. Now, that's because Rich is Polish, but he said, yeah, go to the Polish truck, which I did.
They're a pretty amazing group, and you can get your pierogi, and you can get your Polish sausage, and your your kapusta, or your sauerkraut, or sauerkraut in German, kapusta in Polish. So, yeah, we can get some of that as well.
You know, and there's another thing. Let's tell folks, what is Fairopoly?
Fairopoly, if you grew up playing Monopoly, now you can play Fairopoly. And so the manufacturer has created the opportunity for a lot of people to have games as fundraisers for their organization. So if you bought a Fairopoly, instead you would get a cow as one of the little game pieces, or you'd get a Ferris wheel would be a game piece. And then each, as you go around the board, there's no Boardwalk and Park Place.
Okay.
But you might go to the swine barn, or you might go to the beef barn, or you'd go to one of the vendors that bought up one of the spaces, and you'd still erect hotels and houses and charge rent to people who land on your roll of dice. It's a Monopoly game. It just looks like it's the fair. And of course, the sheriff was involved. We appreciate. We know where the sheriff, which corner the sheriff has, and the games are on sale for $30 right now, and they're available. They'll be available online, but they're also available at the fair. We'll have them available along with a lot of other souvenirs. I said the cups before, but we'll have T-shirts and sweatshirts and hats this year. We have 75th anniversary hats, and we'll also have pins and all kinds of things.
That's great. And you know what? We should tell the people about what it takes to put a fair on. How many people? Volunteers. Oh, there's a lot of work.
It takes a tremendous amount of work. Now, I have to say, let's start with the office staff and the ground staff, because I'm going to start with them, because those are somewhat paid positions. And we couldn't do without those people in the office answering the phone, putting in the fair books together, and doing all the rest of the work that they do. And then right now, you know, you want this to look like Disney. You want it to be a nice, clean fairgrounds that's going to be kept up. And so we have Beth's got a group of youngsters, and not young really, that are actually out there working right now, painting and cleaning up and getting the fair ready to go. So those are some of the regular staff positions. But then everything else is volunteer. The board is volunteer. The superintendents are volunteers. I'll bet you it takes 200 people easily, and I can't count them all, to put that fair on. And they're starting. I know you're probably gonna ask me, when did we start? We've already started for next year, even though okay. This year's fair is going on. We've already looked a little bit at what we're gonna do for next year for entertainment acts, because you need to book them early. We'll look at the fair as soon as we get through judging. We'll say, all right, were there categories we shouldn't have, should have some new ones? There's just so much going on. So I'm going to say it takes a couple of hundred people, and it's a year-long or more than a year-long process to put that together.
Wow. We should probably tell people about the cost to get into the fair and any separate charges or grandstand events.
Sure. Well,
we still have some time here, Rich.
We still have the fair is typically one of your best deals here in McHenry County. Parking is always free, and we are handicapped accessible. So we have blacktop driveways. We have handicapped parking areas. But parking is always free. We have shuttles to get you up to the main gate. Admissions are $10, but there's some things going on right now about sales that you can buy the tickets online ahead of time. Kids under five are free, and then the $5 for the 6 to 12. We have some discounts going on for seniors, for our military folks. So we have some discounts, and online there's things are you know, a little bit less expensive. The grandstand is typically $10, except for the concert, $20. And if you're going to that pro wrestling meet and you want to sit down front and do a meet and greet, that's a little bit more expensive. It's like $20 or $30 for a down front type thing.
And they can get tickets right now in advance,
They
correct?
Can get tickets in advance. They're on sale right now. I think it's like a 20% discount. If they buy them through the first date of the fair, they're online at McHenryCountyFair.com. And it pops right up on the front page as to where the tickets are available. As I said, there's a couple of free events in the grandstand, the Queen Contest, the Queen Contest and the Lumberjack are free Tuesday and Wednesday. The only other part for veterans, right at the end of the tractor pulls on Saturday. Tractor pulls are during the day now, demo derby at night. We'll empty out the grandstand. But at the end of the tractor pulls, we do that 21 tractor salute, and that's free to veterans.
Okay.
So if they stop in at the end of the tractor pulls and get themselves a seat, we honor all of our veterans and all of the ones that we've lost in the wars. And the tractor salute is pretty touching moment. So I'm privileged to be able to MC that event, and I've already talked to Butch Borchardt about it, and it'll be a good event again, as usual.
You know, in case you're wondering, ladies and gentlemen, the Rich here is probably just a wealth of knowledge when it comes to the fair. I mean, if people say, who should I talk to, who can tell you about the fair, you want to go to Rich, because this guy is just a wealth of knowledge. He really knows what he's talking about. He knows the fair. He's done it for a long time. He's just a great guy to work with, and we want to thank him for being here today and telling us all about the fair and what's coming up. And we hope that you'll attend the fair. It's the 75th anniversary. Let's support it. Let's get out there. Let's let the people know, all the volunteers, that the work that they did, the hard work putting this fair together, that you're going to show up and show them that you appreciate this fair. It's good for everybody. It's good for the county. It's good for all of the hardworking people. And we want to thank you for listening today. You've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. Go to huntleycommunityradio.com. Contact us for any more information you may need. And thank you again for listening, folks.